This is WFYI News Now, and I'm Darian Benson. Coming up, the medication that can reverse an opioid overdose is now available at some pharmacies, shelved next to common cold meds and sleeping pills. But will it reach those who need it most?
So I'm in a Target in southern Indiana. They have a CVS pharmacy here, and I am looking for Narcan.
But first, these headlines. Over 1,000 people rallied at Monument Circle Sunday to demand a ceasefire in Gaza. WFYI's Elizabeth Gabriel reports.
Palestine will be free!
Palestine will be free!
Indianapolis protesters yelled chants as they called for the safety of Palestinians. The rally eventually left the circle to march down nearby streets. Some protesters and police officers blocked traffic so people could safely cross the street. Malka Bird is a member of Jewish Voice for Peace Indiana. She says a ceasefire is essential.
The only way that our government can get out of this at this point is to speak out strongly and clearly and make that call for ceasefire. It's the only moral thing to do.
Nearly 10,000 Palestinians have been killed by Israel's military attacks over the last 4 weeks. That's when the conflict began. Hamas attacked Israel and killed more than 1,400 people. Elizabeth Gabriel, WFYI News.
At the time of this recording, 6 teenagers have died in Indianapolis in the past 9 days. This brings the total to 39 young people, ages 13 to 19, who died by gun violence so far this year in the city. It's part of a national trend. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention data shows firearm injuries were the leading cause of death among children and teens in both 2020 and 2021. A new 2022 Indiana law no longer requires a permit to legally carry, conceal, or transport a handgun within the state. Indiana's municipal elections begin tomorrow for offices such as mayor and city council. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Violet Comber-Ryland reports some voting advocates are pushing the importance of casting a ballot in these local elections.
Linda Hansen is the president of the League of Women Voters of Indiana, an organization that encourages active participation in government. She says the positions represented in municipal elections play important roles in determining local budget, infrastructure, and economic development plans. Hansen says despite this, many Hoosiers don't always show up to the polls on election day.
If people are not really engaged in the political parties or engaged in some of the issues that are essentially determined by those parties, they tend to pay attention more to the national news if they're just trying to keep up.
She encourages voters to research topics that are important to them and vote for candidates that address these topics. Hansen adds there are sometimes no local elections or choice in candidates in some counties, which may lead to lower voter turnout. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Violet Comber-Ryland.
Voting will take place tomorrow from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. And for our in-depth story, naloxone is a medication that can reverse an opioid overdose. A nasal spray version called Narcan became available over-the-counter in September. That means it officially can be sold without a prescription. But what does that actually mean for public access? Side Effects Public Media's Morgan Watkins looks at the initial rollout of over-the-counter Narcan.
I popped into stores in Louisville and southern Indiana on a recent afternoon to see where I could buy Narcan over the counter.
So I'm in a Target in southern Indiana. They have a CVS pharmacy here, and I am looking for Narcan.
Narcan's new over-the-counter status opens up the possibility that one day it will be stocked on shelves not just in chain pharmacies, but in gas stations and smaller drugstores. I was wondering if your store stocks Narcan, the overdose reversal medication?
Yep, it's going to be on the back. Yeah, I asked for it at the register.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Always welcome.
I only found Narcan in local big box stores. It was behind the front cash registers at a Walgreens and behind the pharmacy counter at a Kroger and a CVS. A two-dose box of the drug sells for $45. And so, at this Target, pink boxes of Narcan had anti-theft devices on them that an employee has to remove. I did find Narcan out on a shelf with no anti-theft locks at a Walmart.
The goal with over-the-counter would be that it just becomes another over-the-counter medication that you could pick up without any preparation.
That's Ben Goldman. He works for Louisville Metro's public health department. Goldman says as a public health provider, he wants access to Narcan to be as low barrier as possible. Cost is a major hurdle for many people, especially those who are at high risk of experiencing or witnessing an overdose. That's why Louisville's public health department gives out free doses of overdose reversal medication in the city.
We're likely to be the provider of first and last resort still.
Now that Narcan is available over the counter, Goldman and other experts say it's more likely that those who can afford the $45 box or have an insurance plan that covers it will actually pick one up at the store, just in case they need to help a loved one or neighbor. But community programs that distribute naloxone for free remain vital. Dr. Eric Yazel leads the Clark County, Indiana Health Department, which helps provide free local access to naloxone, including the nasal spray Narcan. He hopes over-the-counter availability of naloxone won't reduce grant money for public distribution efforts.
I do think it's important to stress what we're doing out there so that people realize that these two initiatives need to go hand in hand. Over-the-counter access at pharmacies and continued public distribution, that those two things shouldn't be mutually exclusive.
Sherita Walden of the Kentucky Harm Reduction Coalition agrees.
Even if it's in the store, does that mean it's still accessible? Meaning, how can people pay for these things? So we have to take a look at what accessibility means.
Walden says that, more than anything else, Narcan being over the counter next to common cold meds and sleeping pills will show people the medication is a normal and necessary tool.
It's about normalizing. It's about destigmatization. That is what I see this is. This is a step towards us destigmatizing what overdose prevention is, what health is, centering health.
She says over-the-counter Narcan is one extra access point. The coalition and other harm reduction programs have spent years building pathways to meet people where they are and help them access naloxone at little to no cost. In Louisville, I'm Morgan Watkins, Side Effects Public Media.
Side Effects Public Media is a health reporting collaboration of NPR member stations across the Midwest, based at WFYI in Indianapolis. That's all for today's episode. WFYI News Now was produced by the following people who live in your community: Aubriana Heron, Kendall Antron, and me, Darian Benson. Our news director is Sarah Neil Estes. If you liked today's episode, remember to subscribe and share. And find us wherever you get your podcasts to hear more stories about your community.